Out of pocket, Auckland businesses trading alongside a giant City Rail Link trench say they may fold before the project's complete. The Albert Street business owners protested outside the Auckland Council building today, demanding compensation for interruption caused by the $4.4 billion underground rail project. Here's our reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Monroe.
For years, this has been Roma Bloom's reality, trying to turn a profit while effectively invisible to would-be buyers. Shabana Ranchoji and Jagdish Naran are struggling to make a living next to a giant city rail link trench that's cut through the heart of Albert Street. Huge barriers shield their business from the public eye. Some days they're forced to throw out $1,000 worth of unsold flowers.
Oh no, but they did say it'll be minimal effect from the get-go on the businesses. And government was listening to this. Minimal effect? Do you believe this is minimal effect on the businesses? And now that they're aware of it, what are they doing?
We need a solution, a proper solution, a solution that actually addresses the extreme hardship we have suffered and will continue to suffer as a result of this project.
Anger is boiling over among business owners here. The tale of woe is shared by many. Some have sold and moved on, some have cut back hours, while others have folded altogether. And things are about to get much, much worse for the likes of Roma Blooms with the imminent 2-year closure of the Albert Victoria Street intersection just outside its front door from June 30. That will completely barricade Shabana Ranchoji's flower shop from view.
We have got stock that we have to sell, and it's a perishable stock. We have to bear the brunt of that loss because CRL were not good communicators throughout this project with us.
The works along Albert Street won't be finished until the end of 2023, nearly 8 years after work started outside the front of Roma Blooms. Businesses trading near this massive trench on Albert Street say they've been offered things like social media training and lessons on how to run a business. But there's been very little of what they actually need. City Rail Link says it has helped, though, by providing rent relief for businesses affected by construction delays at the lower end of Albert Street. Claims to date total more than $617,000. But Shabana Ranchoji says her business has not received any financial help, and a package for just the delays is far from good enough.
The real hardship is what is happening whilst this project is having to do the work to build the tunnel. That's the hardship that we are facing.
Craig Presland is Chief Operating Officer at Evolve Education Group.
Be fair, be reasonable, show leadership. Think about the small guys as well. You know, this is a very big project for Auckland City, we know that, but what about the small businesses and the impact?
Evolve isn't a small company, but Mr. Presland says its Lollipops Childhood Centre on Albert Street is racking up huge losses because of the City Rail Link. The space it leases in a largely abandoned building on Albert Street is costing about $500,000 a year.
Once over 100 children attending 5 years ago, now down to under 50. Access into and out of the building, very difficult for parents now, dropping off their children in the morning and picking up in the afternoon. So we're seeking compensation. We're paying very expensive rent. There's been no rent relief from the landlord. And so we need compensation from the council or City Rail Link in order to remain commercially viable at the centre.
Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck points out large-scale overseas projects have budgeted for compensation for businesses, pointing to Sydney's light rail project.
Sydney had a budget of $60 million. Seattle had a budget of $50 million 20 years ago. You know, we need to do these things right if we're doing these large-scale projects.
She says CRL's previous payments were for delays on the project's C2 contract for works on Lower Albert Street.
So these people affected by these works now and the upcoming intersection closure, they have nothing because City Rail Link has said it's only about delays. Now we're saying this is way more than delays. This is day-by-day impact.
In a statement, CRL says it's not funded to provide compensation for disruption, and these decisions are for Auckland Council and the government. Transport Minister Michael Wood last week told Checkpoint he had asked officials to see if the initial compensation package could be extended to other businesses. In the meantime, these Albert Street businesses continue to count the losses.